Catherine, I've been looking forward to this all morning, having our guests join us at this time on the program.
100%. And hey, we normally wouldn't fade Queen Ariana Grande down, Bianco, but we have to today because there is another queen on the line. Lucy Durack, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Really, really well. Thank you so much for joining us on what's an insanely exciting day for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's my pleasure to have a chat. It's always so nice to chat with you guys.
Likewise. Now, tell us, today you have officially signed on in a new production. It's called The Odd Couple. You're going to be gracing the stage with Todd McKenney and Shane Jacobson. Tell us about it.
I certainly am. So it's the classic Odd Couple, the Neil Simon play that, you know, back in the day was Walter Matthau. And when they did the first film, it was Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. And of course, now in our production, it's Todd McKenney and Shane Jacobson, two of our absolute sort of veterans of the entertainment industry. And myself and my dear friend, Penny McNamee, who people will know from Home and Away. And Penny and I actually worked in the original production of Wicked yes. together. She was Nessa Rose and I was Glinda. And we play these sort of ditzy sisters who live in the same building. We're all divorcees and we have quite a farcical comedy, comic time together in the building with the two gents. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a hoot.
And tell us, the role you're playing, the English sisters, how did that come about?
Well, both Penny and I just auditioned. We met with the director, Mark Kilmari, and we, you know, put on our best British accents. And and Penny and I have been friends for a long time. So we actually had a little chat and a tiny little rehearsal before our audition. And then when we got to do it, we had such a fun time. And it's so well written. There's so much comic sort of juice in there to juice out of it. And we just had a great time. So we auditioned and we were so thrilled when we got parts to – partly, we're thrilled because it's a great show and it's a classic and it's such fun to be able to work with. We both worked, you know, with Todd and Shane in different capacities. I worked with Shane in Australia's Got Talent and also Midnight the Musical last year at the Comedy Theatre, and we're back at the Comedy Theatre this year. And Todd and I did Shrek the Musical. He was Lord Farquaad and I was Princess Fiona, and Todd's mum actually taught me tap dancing. So it feels like a real full circle moment that we're all back together having a grand old time.
It most certainly is, and it's sort of playing off these two real dynamic duos in you and Penny and then, of course, Shane and Todd. And speaking of full circle, Lucy, I mean, Wicked just reopened here in Melbourne last week.
Yes.
How does it feel, first of all, to be back working with Penny? And I know that you sat in the audience of the premiere and watched this new thing. Does it feel like so much time's gone by?
It's just that funny thing. It was a bit cliched, I guess. Like, so much time's gone by, but also it feels like no time at all. But I was lucky enough to sit in the audience with my own little family. So my daughter Polly, who's 8, and the last time I did Wicked, I was 5 months pregnant with Paul. And, you know, it's not until you look at our children where you're like, oh, that is a significant amount of time that's passed. They're kind of a pretty good physical reflection of that. But it was so special. The new company do an amazing job and we had an absolutely wonderful time. And even my four-year-old, Teddy, he loved it. He was so enthralled. And, in fact, yesterday he said, Mum, can we watch The Wizard of Oz? So we ended up watching that. He's gotten right into it as well.
That is and, so cute.
He's so cute. It was, but yeah, it was just absolutely beautiful. And I just felt incredibly grateful sitting there watching this wonderful production and feeling how lucky I was to be part of it myself. And it really changed the course of my life in so many positive ways. I feel very lucky.
Oh, it was just incredible. It was one of the first musicals I ever saw. But tell me, did the kids believe you when you were sitting in that audience and you pointed and said, I used to do that? Did they believe you?
They did believe me, but it was like Teddy was like, he just didn't think that, I don't know, like he was so into Popular, the song that Glinda sings, and Courtney Monsma is hilarious, and he was cackling. And then later on I said, oh, what did you like? He goes, I like the funny pink girl. And I was like, yeah, did you know that I used to get to play that? I was like, yeah, but like, I'm not sure how much he kind of really takes in, but Polly's a lot more across it. She just loves it.
Yeah,
so
no doubt. And I think, you know, I recall going to see you when you were doing that role back then. I think that was, for me, what inspired me to start loving musical theatre, really. Mm-hmm. I always had an appreciation for it, but seeing that role, that was great. I remember going to the Regent as a youngster, and it was amazing just to see that production.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. That's really special.
And Lucy, while we have you, we must discuss at the end of this year, Wicked the movie is coming out, the first part. Have you seen the trailer and what do you think of it so far?
Oh my gosh, I think it looks amazing. Speaking of Queen Ariana, I think it looks so good and the girls look amazing and I'm so excited to see it. And I'm excited to see how they do it because I know they split it into two films and I imagine that that means they finished with Defying Gravity only because I know that, like, even sitting and watching it the other day, my son did say, Teddy said, oh, is that the end once after Defying Gravity? So it sort of is a bit of a natural, you know, pause. So I'm very excited. I think it looks fantastic and they sound amazing.
For sure. And look, The Odd Couple, it's coming to the comedy theatre. Tell us about the comedy. How's it to do a production in there?
Oh, it's great. I mean, my first production at the comedy was only last year with Midnight the Musical, but I've seen a lot of, like, particularly I go and see a lot of, like, Melbourne Comedy Festival shows there, and it's such a nice theatre to sit and watch in because it's old-fashioned and very ornate and beautiful, but it's also quite intimate, and I think that it's a really lovely theatre to sit in and watch. I've been watching I saw A Christmas Carol there not so long ago, and it was beautiful theatre to see that in. And, really looking forward. I think you get, like, that real up-close and personal experience when you come to the comedy. So, and because it is a play and you kind of want that, so I think it's going to be the perfect place.
100%. And you mentioned that you and Shane starred in Midnight last year, which was a fabulous production. I feel like all is right in Melbourne town when you were on stage doing a production. There's just something about having Lucy Durack in a show that's the best.
That is very kind of you. Thank you so much.
Well,
I feel comforted every time I get to come back into the theatre world. It's such a joy.
Oh, and that's the thing too. You've played so many characters across the journey. Is there one that sticks with you the most? I know Glinda is near and dear to your heart, but who else?
Glinda, definitely. Playing Elle Woods in Legally Blonde was an absolute joy because she's such a joyful character and who stands up for so much good as well. And playing Princess Fiona in Shrek was pretty hilarious fun, getting to do that as well. So that. Two of my favourites.
For sure. When it comes back, we're going to talk about Shrek for a second. When you're working with Todd McKenney now, can you unsee him as Lord Farquaad?
As soon as he kneels down, he's Lord Farquaad again. But I think it's also because he had that hilarious wig that he'd wear, that sort of like bob, that sort of dark bob that just also added to the comedy of it. He was so, so funny. God, he was amazing. His comic timing is so good. That's why I think it's going to be so great to see him in this. And he and Shane have got such a great bond. It's just lovely to witness that. And I think they love each other, but they also rib each other in a certain way that I think is going to come out really beautifully in The Odd Couple.
And I know we can't give too much away. We're looking forward to it coming to the comedy in May of this year. But is there anything so far from your involvement that we can be looking forward to when it does come to us in May?
Look, I think there is going to be much hilarity, and it's set in the 60s, which is always, I always find that sort of area quite fun to watch, even the costumes and the wigs, and Penny and I were having a bit of a dream yesterday about what our wigs might look like.
Yes.
and what the kind of general style of the show will be, I think will be really fantastic. But I think generally being a classic Neil Simon play, and it's amazing. Like, it was written back, such a long time ago now, but it really sort of stands the test of time. So I think it will be a delight to come and see, like a real, we'll walk away really uplifted from having a good laugh.
For sure. Well, we're looking forward to going and seeing The Odd Couple. For more information, you can find it at theoddcoupleplay.com.au. Tickets are on pre-sale from now, effectively. You can go to that website and find it all there. And it comes to Melbourne at the Comedy Theatre from the 18th of May. Lucy Durack, thanks so much for jumping on for a chat this morning.
Oh, it's a real treat to chat to you both. I hope you have a great day. Stay cool.
You too.
Thank you, Lucy.
Bye, guys.
Good on you. Lucy Durack here on The Sounds of the Bayside.